brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
The architect of Obamacare has told us what we already know, and it shows their hubris, their arrogance. They're having Twitter accounts suspended that criticize Obamacare, where people post photos of their cancellation letters or getting letters that their fees have gone up 539%, and that's because we do have power to organize and expose this criminal fraud. But it doesn't matter. Ezekiel Emanuel, who is the main architect of all the people involved, he's one of the main architects. Tom Daschle was an architect. He wrote a book saying, have death panels, kill old people. I read the quotes on air. These are eugenicists. These are pigs that actually want a safety net over you so they can get rid of you. That's what Margaret Sanger and Planned Parenthood and all this is about. And the sooner you realize that you've been gullible morons, the sooner you can start figuring this out before they shut everything off and we don't have any hope. Because we're getting right down to that area. Okay? And I care about everybody. But I'm sick of not being a racist and not being a tribalist and being for a fair shake and then watching all the politically correct people who are really anti-liberty, in many cases anti-white, you name it, sit there and attack me all day because of what color I am and what I stand for and say I'm a racist or I'm a terrorist. The globalists really want to get us fighting with each other, and I want folks to grow up and realize what's really happening. I'm sick of it, and I'm sick of political correctness. It's a bunch of tyranny. Let's go to Pat in Florida. You're on the air. Go ahead.
How you doing, Alex?
I'm doing all right, brother.
This weekend, I was at an event up in Lakeland, and there was a lot of members of Oath Keepers, as well as CECOM, and a lot of military and ex-military. And I started talking to a group of them, and one of the guys, I said, are you aware of the 45 generals that have been purged, as well as the 197 officers? And he said, yes, we're well aware of it. And there's a lot of rumors in the military that a general had ordered those nukes that were taken, and they were dumped off the coast of South Carolina and disposed of. And I went on the USGS.gov website, and on the 8th of last month, there was a major event that went on, and they don't show a lot of information about this.
And I saw another cover story. It was in mainstream news, like AP, a month ago, right? It was like, oh, expect nukes that aren't refurbished or dismantled to detonate. And that's basically impossible from the nuclear engineers and folks I've talked to, the way those work. And so doesn't even have the priming or the activator in it. It, like, basically, once it's primed and prepared with keys and other things, it then slides in to be able to detonate the TNT or the plastic explosive that then blast in, depending on the type of weapon. But tell me more about what the military folks were telling you.
Well, then we went on to some more stuff, and one of the guys said that he works in construction, has been going in a lot of homes throughout Florida. And that when he goes in, he sees a lot of food and stuff and says, oh, you know, are you preparing, you know, and thinking they're a patriot. And he's saying that he's running into a lot of people that are preparing to fight patriots. And I was shocked because I haven't heard that one.
No, it's true. Listen, they're making their move because the communists, and that's what they are, it's foreign banks that are above the law and exempt, just like with 1917, they use commies to take over. And they use communist strategy because that was created by the very same banks we're fighting today over 100 years ago. This is all on historical record, by the way, and congressional testimony. People can look it up. Cleon Skousen's book, The Naked Communist, quotes the congressional sources. But the point is that they use communists. It isn't communism. They use communists to take over. And yes, they had petitions on the White House site that had like 50,000 signatures to form communist militias to take out the Tea Party. I mean, look, they intend to shut stuff off, use the half the public on welfare they believe is going to basically hold everyone hostage for the takeover. What else did they say about that?
Well, I mean, a lot of people in the military get very concerned, and I actually know one of the guys that...
Hold on, I want to hear more about this. We're going to come back to you to finish up what your military source was saying, whether it was rumor or whether you had real intel on those nukes being dumped in the ocean. My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere from all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents. Radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with Nascent Iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent Iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of Nascent Iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent Iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality Nascent Iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, TaxHelpOnline.com. That's TaxHelpOnline.com.
It's been said, those who control the food control the people. Are you concerned about GMO foods making you sick and affecting your mind? Many people suffer from lack of energy, insomnia, loss of stamina, weight gain, and the inability to think clearly. Genetically modified crops, processed foods, and toxic chemicals can compromise your health and are silently destroying your digestive system, which accounts for 80% of your immune system. Take back control of your health with Pro-EM1 Probiotic from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 Probiotic helps protect your body against irritable bowel syndrome, constipation, Crohn's disease, celiac disease, diabetes, the common cold, and much more. And including a powerful probiotic like Pro-EM1 as part of your daily routine puts you back in control and prevents you from becoming a mindless zombie manipulated by the pharmaceutical and GMO agendas. Call Terraganics at 866-369-3678 or visit Terraganics.com. TerraGanix.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Is very, very simple. Why Rome became corrupt and finally collapsed, went from a republic to an empire and then degenerated, broke in two, and then finally completely collapsed, is because politicians quickly learned they could get rid of the truly noble class, the middle class and upper class, who had to be virtuous and in trade and business and operate above board, or you would be executed. They had laws. The religion was basically the law of being honorable. And because they were honorable in the Republic days, they ended up taking over the known world. Then they slowly degenerated until emperors were marrying their horses and doing other things I won't mention on air, dressing up like werewolves at parties and ripping children's throats out. I think that was Nero. Was Caligula married his horse. The point is, it's always the same story. And they learned that they could take tax money from the middle class and they could then give it to the poor and then create a constituency in voting, because they had voting in many city and town governments, but also in gangs that they could call out to beat and attack folks if they didn't go along with it. Because up until the time of Caesar, when they officially became an empire, or not an empire, a dictatorship, it was already an empire, that if you didn't have a gang, you didn't have any power, because you weren't allowed to bring military force south of the Rubicon River in northern Italy, or up close to where northern Italy and Switzerland meet. So the issue here is this is an old program. And let's cue up Ezekiel one more time. The main architect, Ezekiel Emanuel, the brother of the Chicago boss, Don Corleone Emanuel there, goes on Fox and says, listen, get with the program. The insurance companies know the individual insurance is going away. Get used to it. But you're going to have the worst plan. You're not just going to have socialist health care where you pay 80% taxes and the government can restrict your care because of life decisions or whatever, and now you're tied collectively to everyone else, and you got compulsory euthanasia, even of children, and all the rest of it. Like Northern Europe, that's the best of the socialist systems, and I say that very lightly. It's the best of a long chain of horrible options. We're going to have the worst, the eugenics, the no choice, all written by a few insurance companies, less than... There's really, I say the Big Ten. They call it the Big Ten. There's like seven or eight of them. And then they're owned by Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan, Berkshire Hathaway, Wells Fargo Group, the usual suspects, Bundesbank, Bank of England, and all these private shareholders. Like the Federal Reserve is a private share group in the actual control. Then you've got some of the banks that actually have shares for the general public, common shares. But the issue is, without getting into the whole economics of it, this is a total vertical integration. Financial takeover backed up by military takeover. And I'm going to go back to Pat here, who we're going to finish up with this call and go to others. The issue here is this is not a game. This is not a joke. And the plan, according to all the medical doctors that I know who have been in medical management, people that really care about their patients, really care about quality, who, I mean, you can't do serious medical work and not really care, folks. Unless you've got a mental problem or something, or just completely greedy. I mean, it's a dedication. And they're all leaving and getting out of it because it's restricting the care they can give. It's a government-run computer system telling them what they can do. And it's designed where anytime they want, the doctors can be arrested if they take Medicare or Medicaid. And now they're talking about making you take it, which will kill the system. And they think so little of you that even though they've been caught doing this and doubling the premiums and screwing everybody, they think they're going to get away with fully gutting the system because the Republican leadership helped write the bill because they're bought and paid for by the same banks. And that's why the Republican and Democratic leadership, from Karl Rove to Barack Obama, have circled the wagons against the real Tea Party. Because let me tell you, they're pro-gun, they're pro-family, they're anti-abortion, they're anti-socialism, they're anti-communism, and they're waking up and being radicalized, in the words of Time Magazine writers and others, by you're looking at him right here. They would love to kill me right now, but they know it will turn me into a giant martyr. And they dig through and follow me around and do audits and harassments, trying to find something I'm doing, let me tell you. Trying to mess with me. But they've learned when they threaten me in a parking lot or have special forces people follow me around or even attack me, I just suddenly get 10 times the energy. So, I mean, I'm sitting here, though, on the edge of the cliff. I live on the edge of a cliff. And I tell you, I wouldn't live anywhere else. This is great. Being real, being honorable, affecting history, trusting in God as the North Star. I'm fixed on Christ. Wicked devil that I am, my heart loves God. I'm standing up for the innocents. I'm committed. I can't do it all. In fact, I can't do any of it without Jesus Christ. And I put it all right there at the cross, right there at Christ's sacrifice, and say, lead, guide, and direct me right now. Please help me not to be wicked and evil. Please help me not to be a coward. Please help me to be committed. Please give me discernment. And God has given it to me. And every day I become more informed and more enlightened. And that's what it is to be a free man, and that's what I want everybody else to experience. Not being a horrible, dumbed-down minion, a slave of the New World Order. It's a horrible thing to live as a slave and live in fear. and you stop being a slave, even if you're in physical shackles, the moment you're not afraid of your captors, the moment you decide you're a free being with a connection to the Creator, that's the moment you're free. It happens in your heart. That's why they want to drug you. That's why they want to dumb you down. Now, sir, you got interrupted by the break. Pat, recap your story of hanging out with some military folks and what they were saying on multiple issues about the missing nukes and things like that, because here is WorldNet Daily last week. Top General Obama is purging the military. They won't go along with his communist agenda. Major General Patrick Brady, Major General, Congressional Medal of Honor winner, highly respected. Here's another one. U.S. commander in Japan relieved of duty due to alleged misconduct. Folks, they are purging top generals every couple days now. I mean, this is unprecedented. It started with the two nuke commanders, and they're asking them if they'll go along with some really bad stuff, the intel we've got. And I don't get why they can't go public about it, because it's national security, they claim. No, they're using national security to hide all this criminality. Let's go back to Pat, and then Mark, Greg, Dennis, and Derek. We're going to get to everybody. Pat, finish your point.
What I was going to say, Alex, is one of the military officers there said there's a mass awakening because of the purge of generals and officers. And if you even go on military.com, one of the generals that's actually coming out is on one of the smaller pages in the back of military.com. So it's starting to come out. The military is starting to wake up to everything that's going on, which is huge. And you wouldn't believe how many people around the state, just where I'm at, where people are forming groups and working together to help each other and going into their churches and getting people to be a part of everything that's going on and wake up other people. There's a lot of things going on, and people just need to get involved and pay attention to what's going on.
You're right. God bless you. And you said separately, one of your friends that was at this meeting with the military folks was saying that he goes in to do construction in Florida and that the commies are basically hoarding food. He says, oh, you're a patriot. Repeat that for folks.
Well, what he had said, because I'd never heard this, and he said he would see a lot of food and stuff stocked up in their houses and say, well, you know, are you a patriot or what? And they're like, no, we're getting ready to fight against the patriots, one person told them. And I was shocked because I have not heard that.
No, that's true. Globalist minions, bureaucrats, they all have security plans with the local police. They have government districts. They don't tell people that, but they have them. Austin is Terrytown. They have deals to not turn the power off when they turn the rest of our power off. That's actually public. Because, again, this stuff can't be classified under federal law, but it basically is classified. And that's why they're having martial law drills everywhere, because they're going to turn the food off. It's not the food's going to get turned off in the welfare checks because the system went bankrupt. They're maneuvering us on purpose into that, as they've done all these other countries. Look at Greece. Look at Brazil. Look at Argentina. Look at Nigeria. This is a plan. And then the mass and the middle class will go, we got burning cities. We've got to do whatever they say and have a national sales tax on top of income tax. We've got to do whatever they say. We got to have a carbon tax to get the food back to the poor people. And so, of course, all the commies and bureaucrats know about this. These are enemy soldiers. I don't just say that. They know. This is a foreign takeover. We've been infiltrated, folks. I'm not kidding around. Dennis in Colorado, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, how you doing?
I'm doing all right, brother.
Well, praise Jesus. I'm saved. I hope you are, too.
Oh, I am, anyway, brother.
I'm with you. But anyway, the reason I called is you are not a conspiracy theorist. I knew an old commander in the military. We'll just leave it at that. And he started telling me this stuff back, like when the Iraq went in, you know, with the Iraq war, and they were showing the airplanes out in the desert that these are weapons of mass destruction. He's got these pictures of Mother, because he was pretty high up. He goes, these things won't even fly, you know, and they're junk. And, you know, ever since then, we've been talking. Everything he was telling me is what you're saying now. They're going to shut down the roads. They're going to shut down the economy. That, you know, they're going to go after everybody with this. The health care is going to be the same thing they're doing in the military.
It is a communist takeover.
Communist takeover. You're exactly right. And they're going to do everything they can to divide, conquer the family, you, yourself, everything. Character assassination. And they're doing it. I mean, you can look at it in the news. Somebody died. Somebody died. Benghazi people covered up. It's everything. If people don't
That's right, sir. They are criminally committed, and that's the issue. They're going all the way. And what's their secret? False flags. They're going to blow stuff up and blame it on the Patriots. They're going to commit mass shootings and blame it on us, and they're doing it.
My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere from all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents. Radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with Nascent Iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent Iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of Nascent Iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent Iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality Nascent Iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
My name is Frank Bates, and I got a confession to make. Just a few days ago, FEMA went directly to my supplier and tried to buy my entire stockpile of high-quality survival food. It sounds crazy, but I'll show you the exact letter they sent in a minute. Revealing FEMA's plot could land me in hot water, but I think you deserve to know exactly what they're doing. Go to FEMAHatesThis.com to see undeniable video proof that the government is on the hunt for as much survival food as they can grab in 24 hours. Be warned, it's really disturbing because the fact is FEMA must know something we don't. Go to FEMAHatesThis.com to see why survival food is the number one item to hoard right now and why supplies are so low or even completely sold out already at many stores across America. Do it now, because I don't know how long it will be online, so go to FEMAHatesThis.com while you can. That's FEMAHatesThis.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
From the makers of Block It Pocket, we bring you a serious message about the health risks associated with cell phones and wireless devices. Studies have shown that long-term exposure can contribute to an assortment of health risks. Block It Pocket offers you two new products designed to help alleviate your concerns. See these two remarkable products at blockitpocket.com. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. Blockitpocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Again, folks, Alex Jones here, back live. I want to be clear for everybody out there. This is not a communist conspiracy that we're facing. If you look at who put Mao into power, who put Lenin into power, who helped Stalin, it was a collection of international banks, just like the groups that helped put Al-Qaeda in power in the Middle East, the very same criminals. They want scum in power who will carry out operations telling the people, we're going to give you the middle class and rich people's money, when it's the ultra-rich, like Warren Buffett, lobbying for tax money on middle class to give it to himself in banker bailouts. He's the biggest recipient, and he promotes communism. For you, not for him, he is a degenerate piece of filth offshore with diplomatic immunity on record. This is how they do it. This is how they operate. And they want control. They want to make you dependent, period. And if they don't succeed this time, they'll try and try again. That's the thing. It's a war, folks. We have to keep fighting for liberty. You can't just, oh, we're free. We won World War II. We're going to be fine. That's why we've been totally taken over. Oh, I trust the government. That's the new American way. I want big government. That's the new American way. Well, that creates a nightmare, and now it has, and it doesn't work except for the tiny elite. But they've convinced a new generation that socialism and communism is the way to go. And but their technocrats, even mid-level ones, know they're bankrupting things. I can tell you how many Obamacare supporters call and go, Obama's a good guy. You've heard him. This is his plan to wreck the healthcare system. Then I'll get my free healthcare. They actually say that, the Democratic Party. But it's not even socialist. It's never socialist. It's big banks that want to make everybody buy their stuff and then control the care through government to steal the money and to control your health. Don't you understand that? And now you're seeing it. And America could only be overtaken from within. It's the only way. Let's go to Greg in California. You're on the air.
Hi, this is Janet Napolitano. Are you feeling trendy today?
Hi, Janet. How are you doing? This is you're an imposter. I'm Janet Napolitano.
Well,
did you hear? Did you hear the shooter didn't like her? So if you make fun of her, you're contributing to people being shot. How dare you make fun of me?
Indeed, indeed. Okay.
Actually, she talks like this. Hi. She talks more like hi. Hi. We're going to have to search for children. Teach them to be taken away from mommy and daddy. Okay. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Well, I'm calling from basically, just typical Middletown America, generic area. And I just wanted to give you kind of a profile on what's going on. Just a couple of stories for you. I'll make it quick. I was basically just after, a long day, I hopped on my mountain bike. I was riding into town to make a bank deposit and just kind of, grab a coffee or whatever. And this cop chased me down. I was just kind of riding my bike, and he pulled out his taser, and he was, like, ready to shoot me right there on the street. He's just like, what are you doing? Where are you going? Well, why are you riding so fast? I'm like, well, what are you talking about? I'm just riding my bicycle to the bank here. And I was, like, standing in front of the ATM, and I immediately, like, froze because I could see the bug-eyed look in his face that he was.
Oh, yeah, no. That's what tyranny is. It's where they all run around acting like we've done something to make us feel guilty. That's the essence of living in a Soviet country. Go ahead.
Absolutely. I mean, and I have. I've been to a country like that. When the Berlin Wall was in full swing, my father took me through Checkpoint Charlie there in East Berlin to witness East Germany firsthand because he had a cousin back there. And it blew my mind. And I'm like, this sort of smacks of some kind of control freak communist state when a cop in your neighborhood wants to, like, tase you, because you're riding your bicycle. It just gave me the creeps. And just quickly moving on to another story, I work in the trades, and I had a friend who was coming down from the north to kind of give me a hand on the job because I was shorthanded on one day. And I have a little camper van in front of my house, and I said, listen, Adam, just go ahead and crash out of my van. I know you're running in late, and we'll head off to work in the morning. He said, cool, I'll do that. Sounds good. So he does that, and he gets rousted by the police at like 2 o'clock in the morning. I don't know if they have like heat-seeking equipment, but
They certainly do, absolutely, or they can see the windows fog. How dare someone sleep in your car? Oh, my gosh, in a free country? You don't do that.
I'll tell you what they did, Alex. Basically, they rousted him like Nazis, and they basically gave him a ticket for $150 for laying down with intent to camp. And they made him walk the streets until sunrise, and then he met me all bleary-eyed in the morning and said, Greg, all right, I'm ready to go to work. It was just totally messed up.
I know it's incredible how they operate. Man, I tell you, we're in a lot of trouble. That's all I can say. And again, it's all the progressive areas that the cops act like this. If you notice, they're 10 times worse because they're not progressives in progression the way we think. They're progression like cancer, terminal cancer, and they know it. They know it. They are the legions of scum. Well, they're
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere. From all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents, radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with nascent iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of nascent iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality nascent iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these specials. A 14 by 21 foot shop for under $6,000 or a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's $5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
I always fought the globalists because I have love, and that's my main engine. You can feel it, can't you? Boom! Alex Jones. I want the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help me God. You don't think we're not going to fight you, you rat bastards? I'm a bleeding heart lover of humanity. Lover of goodness, lover of courage, lover of beauty, lover of life. Love it, love it, love it, love it.
Alex Jones.
I do this because I care.
Overnights on the Talk Superstation.
All right, folks, we are back live. And we're going to go back to your calls here in about 10, 15 minutes or so and cover a whole bunch of news that's developing, including a CCSU lockdown, Central Connecticut State University on high alert after reports of a gunman with a knife. Somebody thinks they saw a gun or saw a knife. Just a country just frothing in fear, even though people being shot is down by 49%, Justice Department's own numbers. But his name is Chris, and he's the director of communications. We're just going to give you his first name so that Homeland Security, I guess, doesn't come after him or something. With MyPatriotSupply.com, one of our sponsors. But the reason I've got him on is, and I wanted to get him on months ago, but we finally have gotten him to agree to come on. This is an exclusive talk about this. They were the only food company that wasn't scared to not talk about it. I tried to get other food companies on, and they were scared to talk about it, but confirmed FEMA was trying to buy up their food. So I've talked Chris into coming on. The article was back in August. FEMA demanding 24-hour delivery of emergency food reserves. And FEMA, here's the memo. We can actually scroll down and show that to folks on screen. FEMA actually sent them a letter saying they wanted them to be prepared for basically during collapse to supply everything they had. And they contacted a bunch of other companies as well. But we've got Chris from My Patriot Supply on with us to discuss what happened today and finally give us an exclusive breakdown and what he's hearing from other folks. But and we've gone with MyPatriotSupply.com. You can find their specials there on their site. Because they've got just such incredibly high-quality storable food. They're not on for a plug, but I'm going to give them one. And because they are patriots that stood up to FEMA and blew the whistle, so they're not groveling in fear like most people. Just hard to believe how much fear there is in this country to give us the intel. So, Chris, thanks for coming on with us today.
Oh, thanks for having me on, Alex, and longtime listener. And let me tell you that listening to you and watching your journey has really inspired me to get better care of myself, take better care of my body. And the info that you put out there has been invaluable to the free thinker movement. So thank you very much for that. There's a saying, society's only three meals away from savagery, and you don't want to be three meals away from savagery. And that's why we started My Patriot Supply, to get all of this storable food out there to people. It's My Patriot Supply. It's not My FEMA Supply. And when FEMA called us and said, hey, we want all of your stock, we said, no, this is for the people. This isn't for FEMA to take and hoard and put in some bunker somewhere. And that's why we've created My Patriot Supply with a self-sustaining model. No loans, no joint capital ventures, nothing like that. We operate completely on our own, and we're operated by patriots for patriots.
Wow. Well, what do you think is going on here? Why do you think FEMA is hiring tens of millions of dollars worth of security guards for civil unrest? That's what it says on the Fed Biz Opportunity site for every state. I mean, is it because they're starting to cut the food stamps and the welfare? I've got USA Today talking about it, population enrollment in food stamps program. Food stamp cuts create high demand for food bank supplies. And then another one, our story from last week, food banks panicking over demand following welfare cut, or our story from Friday that's up on drudgereport.com on the right-hand side if folks want to find that. What do you think's going on here, Chris?
Well, there are many levels. Speaking to the FEMA representative myself, I got the feeling like he really thought he was doing the right thing. Like the lower level people, they really think that they're helping people. At the higher echelons of this, though, of course, they want to provoke food riots. They want to provoke a situation to where they can impose martial law and put people in the FEMA camps, of course. He gave me several possible scenarios that he is looking at, and those scenarios include a nuclear disaster, food shortages, but of course, the main situation that he was looking at was a disaster in a tri-state area. They're looking at an event that's going to happen, that's going to affect people in three different states, if not more, with survivors of 10 million or more. At least that's what the lower level guys have been told. So what they're trying to provoke, your guess is as good as mine, but I do know that when this whole government shutdown thing happened, I was able to look at this without fear and actually feel secure, because I knew that no matter what happened, they can shut down the EBT cards, the groceries can go empty, the grocery stores can go empty, but I still had my storable food here with me. So I was able to really see the situation for exactly what it is and think clearly in the situation.
You know, I've noticed, especially in the last few years, MyPatriotSupply.com, it has become the leader. I mean, you guys are everywhere, and I tried the food out about a year ago because I buy from multiple groups, and just yours was some of the best tasting and the lowest price. And I know I said I wanted to get you on about this, but you're a sponsor. It's turning into a plug because I want to support folks that support us, but also you're a great company, and you're the only guys that had the courage to look specifically because you know, Chris, you're not even using your last name, I guess, because of, you know, the FEMA stuff. But at least you guys have the courage to speak out. I mean, any more you can tell us about FEMA and what you're hearing in the industry? Because I confirmed they're buying food up everywhere, but no one will come on, I guess, because it's a customer. And I see that, but you're kind of like, you know, ammo manufacturers that did get contacted to sell out the ammo to DHS who said no. I've also sought them out and made them sponsors of the show. But, you know, you guys said we're not going to sell to you. Sorry. And you know, why did you do that?
As I said before, it's because this supply is for the patriots out there. It's not for the government to come and just take up and put in a bunker somewhere. In the event of a hurricane, chemical or biological weapon like FEMA's preparing for, we need to be prepared. Because what they want is they want people to run to those FEMA camps. They want to say, hey, we have shelter here, we have clothes, we have food. The FEMA representative actually told me that, that's what they're – that it eases the survivors, quote, unquote. It puts the survivors at ease when you say, hey, you have a place to go, shelter and clothing. Then we'll work out the rest later. That was very suspect in my opinion, because I'm not going to a FEMA camp and then having them work out the rest later, because we all know where that's going to lead.
And, of course, you're quoting a local newscast out of New Orleans where they said martial law, the preachers are there, and they wouldn't give them the food and water for days. The Army, under orders, was not even allowed to give security or help people in the Superdome. The police were out looting all over the place. Now, I'm not saying everywhere is going to be like New Orleans, a famously Big Easy, you know, a corrupt, devilish city, a beautiful city as well. I'm not knocking it, but it's very infested with evil. Obviously, it's legendary for that. But they're gearing up for a designed Cloward and Piven collapse. Rahm Emanuel's brother that wrote Obamacare with the plan that Mitt Romney developed is out bragging that it's meant to wreck everything. So it is our patriotic duty to get storable food, and I've bought storable food for family that can't afford it. And I know you didn't come on today to plug things, but we've gone with you guys the last few months just because you're the best out there, and I promise the best. And, you know, if one water filter company isn't as good as something else, I'll go to the other, like ProPure that we sell. So you guys really are the best bang for the buck. You've got a wide selection of food, other preparedness products at MyPatriotSupply.com. Should we give out the phone number? Because I know that wasn't planned to do. Should we tell folks about some of the specials you've got? I mean, there's the number, 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927, 7 days a week, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Tell folks, what you suggest they should get as the bare minimum, and should you buy enough food to take care of your neighbors, who we know are laughing at us now but won't be laughing later?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I've got a lot of info to go over here, but we can hit on that really quick. The phone number, of course, 866-229-0927, mypatriotsupply.com/Alex. Where you can get special offers just for your listeners. And I recommend that people get at least a 4-week supply, because if FEMA is preparing for some type of event that they've already stated that affects a tri-state area, we don't know where that tri-state area is. And just the other day, Seattle went down, and everybody was stuck without electricity. And supposedly, they got most of that back up immediately. But it just goes to show, it doesn't have to be an economic collapse. It doesn't have to be a huge event like that. It can be just power outages in several different places. We also have solar flares that we're looking at, and they're predicting that a solar flare can come out and take out a satellite. And if it does, the power grid can go down for a week, 2 weeks, maybe even longer. There's so many scenarios to prepare for. A meteor as well. We saw in Russia a meteor hit, and the guy from FEMA actually told me that they're preparing for one possible scenario of a meteor hitting 50-fold what has happened in Russia, taking out, for example, New York, New Jersey, and that whole tri-state area there. And then, of course, we have Obama giving away all of our infrastructure to Asian interests with the TTP, which is the Trade Promotion Authority, which bypasses Congress completely and fast tracks the approval required by Congress to vote on it within 90 days. So they're turning around, selling off all our food, all of our infrastructure, all of our internet. And we're just left here holding the bag with absolutely nothing, no control, nothing at all of our own lives. And I think that's ultimately where they want to move towards.
I was told, and I've told this story probably 100 times, I'll tell it for the 101st. I ran into, let's just put it to you that way, and spent about, I don't know, it might have been 45 minutes while they were doing some documents at a law office with a lady, an attractive middle-aged lady. And I didn't know who she was, but I kind of had heard her name, and she was a listener. And she told me, she said, I'm moving out of the country. I'm shelling everything. I'm shelling my defense contractor, famous company. And she said there isn't going to be an America left in 5 years. This was about 5 years ago. And I said, what do you mean there's not going to be an America? She goes, listen, get ready to become very popular. She goes, everything you're saying is the plan. And I'm not going to be part of it. And I said, what is the plan? She goes, you know, I'm just telling you what you're saying is dead on. Get ready to be famous. And I'm like, well, I don't want to be famous. She goes, I know, sugar. But let me tell you. And then I went and looked up who this lady was. She's worth like $4 billion or something, you know. And here's this woman sitting there telling me this whole deal. Point blank. I mean, that's what we're talking about here. Do you think they're going to be successful bringing us down?
No. You know why? Because I think the human spirit will prevail, and the human spirit is infused with the need to be free. That's why we can never succeed in Iraq or Afghanistan. That's why we're there still fighting and fighting and fighting, because those people are fighting for their homes over there. And I guarantee you, when we have UN peacekeeping troops here, people will start fighting for their homes, and you can never defeat somebody that's fighting for their home. They're going to try everything they can. They've tried to make the entire population docile. 75% of people now are on some type of psychopharmaceutical. They can't feed. They have no empathy. They can't get mad. And that's something that we need to do right now is get mad, because when things are bad, that's a natural reaction. If we don't actually face this, then it's never going to go away, and it's just going to overwhelm us. So we will have some people that will go voluntarily to those FEMA camps. But for the most part, I think the human spirit will prevail. And they're pushing so hard and to that point to where people are starting to wake up. And the awakening is just unbelievable. I was just going over 72 points that make a person a potential terrorist. And amongst those were people that believe in the Constitution, people that believe in religion, people that believe in homeschooling. And I'm sure you've gone over this many, many times before, but they have labeled every single person as a potential terrorist. Why? Because they understand that the human spirit is infused in every single person, and there will be a point where people wake up.
Well, you're right. And it indicts the power structure as totally criminal and evil. When you read, that was one article I saw about a month ago that listed 75 links to government documents and public statements, gun owners, the founding fathers, all returning veterans, landowners, middle class. They're making the Navy SEALs, because, you know, the Navy also had the don't tread on me thing going back to John Paul Jones. They're making them take that off their uniform patch of the rattlesnake. Because it's a globalist commie takeover. Of course, we've had that symbol since the founding of the country 230 plus years ago. That is one of the first symbols before even the American flag. It was the don't tread on me was being used by militias. They're banning American symbols, saying they're radical. Well, of course, to these globalists, that's radical, brother. I mean, but even for me, immersed in it, it's unbelievable watching. Did you see Ezekiel Emanuel admit the healthcare plan that he wrote is meant to wreck the healthcare system?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And there's been a lot of information coming out that Obama told his staff that he's very good at killing people, that he knew that everybody was going to lose their healthcare coverage. He just lied to everybody. I mean, it's all right there, plain as day. We are living in a beautiful time now, though. 20 years ago, 30 years ago, all of this information was only privileged to people that had libraries under their homes, the really elite people, the rich people. Now we have all this information at our fingertips. All we have to do is go to this internet and type in whatever we want, and we will find the information. We'll find the documents. Whistleblowers are coming out. It's beautiful. And I think that's why there's a push to regulate the internet as well and to sell off that infrastructure.
And this country is so much trouble that you're the only food company that had the courage to go public, but you're Stephen, not using your last name, which is, you know, good. If you don't need to be public, you don't need to be public. It just shows how much trouble this country has gotten into. Well, listen, I really am glad I got you on to talk about this, and thank you for your great sponsorship. Folks, go to mypatriotsupply.com/Alex, or just, you know, go there, whatever. It supports the broadcast. The toll-free number is 866-229-0927. They got a lot of specials and stuff at mypatriotsupply.com/Alex. It is essential. Hopefully we back them off politically. They failed getting our guns. They failed on a bunch of other fronts, but they run the economy, so they're shutting that off. Anything they've got control of, they're shutting off. And I just hope that everybody goes out to mypatriotsupply.com/Alex and checks out some of the specials and gets some storable food while folks can still afford it. And then hopefully 5 years from now, this doesn't end up, you know, being this bad. There's a chance that's going to happen if we're very active politically and are very aggressive. We hope for the best, prepare for the worst. And unfortunately, I've been buying more food. I've been buying it from you guys, and that was trying out some different places. It was such high quality. And plus, you guys made this other move going public. So I went with you guys as a sponsor. Dropped our other sponsor, but it's just very, 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 very important that everybody get prepared, regardless of where you get prepared. A lot of great companies out there. Just get prepared, folks, and get prepared mentally. Chris, thank you so much for coming on.
Absolutely, and don't forget about the EBT shutdowns, Alex. I mean, that was just a test run for things to come.
I know. I just can't believe when you're awake, it's so transparent, and then documents come out later that indeed we're correct every time, and it's just, my gosh, we're in the hands of total criminals.
Absolutely. Look what happened a month ago. You put out that document that they were planning a false flag at an international airport. What happened last week? You were spot on 100%.
And by the way, I don't even have this. We're so busy covering the new news, I forgot we put out an article that they were planning a false flag at an airport. And I probably did 20 shows in the last month warning people. And I don't even have the crew to go find the clips where we predicted it. I mean, I just got to move forward, folks. Got to go to the sound of the guns and the info war. Chris, thank you so much.
Absolutely. Take care.
Well, that guy knows what he's talking about. No wonder that company went public. That guy will do a talk show. Sounds better than I do. Maybe we'll let Chris co-host the show someday. Well, I'm going to get ready with my family. Oh, man. Your phone calls are coming up. Stay with us.
It's been said, those who control the food control the people. Are you concerned about GMO foods making you sick and affecting your mind? Many people suffer from lack of energy, insomnia, loss of stamina, weight gain, and the inability to think clearly. Genetically modified crops, processed foods, and toxic chemicals can compromise your health and are silently destroying your digestive system, which accounts for 80% of your immune system. Take back control of your health with Pro-EM1 Probiotic from Terragenics. Pro-EM1 Probiotic helps protect your body against irritable bowel syndrome, constipation, Crohn's disease, celiac disease, diabetes, the common cold, and much more. And including a powerful probiotic like Pro-EM1 as part of your daily routine puts you back in control and prevents you from becoming a mindless zombie manipulated by the pharmaceutical and GMO agendas. Call Terragenics at 866-369-3678 or visit Terragenics.com. TerraGanix.com.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Alex Jones here, and I want to tell you about a longtime friend of the show, My Patriot Supply. As you might remember, this is the company that stood up to the DHS and exposed FEMA's secret plan to begin hoarding emergency survival food. It has always been my belief that it's key to stand behind companies who share the same values as their fellow patriots. My Patriot Supply brings us their exclusive Patriot Pantry brand, along with many other fine preparedness products. I personally store and use their high-quality products. It tastes great, and it's easy to store for up to 25 years. For a limited time, you can save $50 instantly on a 4-week supply of food, along with other special offers. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today. With the New World Order making rapid advances on every front, it is essential to prepare with My Patriot Supply today.
You can run on for a long time. Run on. for a long time. Run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down.
Folks have been holding long enough.
Go and tell that midnight.
But I do want to get into the really big news here today that I haven't gotten into. And it's not something you see as big news out in the media, but it's big. I saw this Sunday. I didn't cover it yesterday on the radio show on Sunday, so I want to cover it today. The brain-powered car vehicle monitors whether a driver is paying attention and slows down if they are distracted. In the last 20 years researching, this has been the holy grail of control. And this is how they're designing the technocracy and computers to spy on everything we do and control us and report back via the wireless black boxes that are in all the cars and tax us, not to keep us safe, but to totally control everything we do. I mean, you're worried about the NSA? This is beyond that. This is global. Okay, and it's not just the U.S. government involved in this. Of course, it turns out Germany knew all about it and their vice versa. And I want to tie it into this Washington Post article. Shot spotter detection system documented 39,000 shooting incidents in the district. How is that? You've banned all the guns there. Now, again, these are microphones basically every 100 yards or so at a cost of billions. I remember when they put these in Austin and D.C. and 20-plus major cities. And I covered it in my film that I made in 1999. Folks, they're microphones. But they call them gunshot detectors. See how they mislabel everything? They give you a vaccine. They call it a vaccine. It's really a delayed cancer shot with cancer viruses on record. It's really an IQ reducer. It's really a sterilant. And the average person just can't get around, you know, how big this is. So it blows them away. But it's really happening. The tyrants are really going for it all. They really think they're going to win. They really think they can just put fluoride in the water and get away with it. They really think they can build FEMA camps and no one will admit they exist when they're the Emergency Centers Establishment Act and the Civilian Inmate Labor Camp Program. And I'm giving you all the names. They don't call it a FEMA camp. They go, oh, FEMA camps don't exist. It'd be like if they changed the name of a giraffe to a Whoople Snoople. And you said, look at that giraffe. That doesn't exist. So they go, Alex, giraffes don't exist. But Drupal Snooples do. And they'd be like, yes, you're right. That is a Drupal Snoople. You know, they play these word games with us, lawyer games. And the sooner we figure that out, they're not death panels. They're bioethics boards. Let's go to a phone call. We're going to break. Derek in Utah, thanks for holding her on the air, sir.
Hi, how's it going, Alex? Great to talk to you, man.
Great to talk to you, brother.
Well, originally I called in about the Obamacare thing, but it's interesting that you mentioned the cars driving themselves. I actually watched Demolition Man yesterday, and they've got quite a bit of that predictive programming stuff in there.
Yeah, you know, it's funny you mentioned that. We're producing a piece tomorrow that I'm doing with Jakari and Rob Adu on Demolition Man and Dystopia, but go ahead.
That movie actually is probably one of the most profound ones. There's actually a scene in there where they're talking about a constitutional amendment to help Arnold Schwarzenegger become president. So.
No. It's all paid. That is definitely from the perspective of selling tyranny. And folks go, but it's against it. Doesn't matter. It's acclimating the subconscious mind.
Yeah, definitely. But, yeah, originally what I wanted to call in about was this whole Obamacare fiasco. I mean, I know this probably going to be considered beating a dead horse, especially for your audience, but we have to start calling this what it is. This is the official endorsement by the U.S. government of a eugenics policy. It really is.
You're absolutely right. I mean, California just admitted they're still secretly sterilizing people illegally, but nobody's going to jail. This is a criminal conspiracy, and they're getting away with it.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere from all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents. Radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with nascent iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of Nascent Iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent Iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality Nascent Iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.